Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
That's right, bitches. We're here again for your podcasting enjoyment.
That's right. New Harry Potter came out, Starfire. Shannon says you went to see it. What did you think?
Yes, I saw the new Harry Potter, and I thought it was awesome.
I've never seen any of them.
You haven't seen any of them?
Well, I think I may have seen like maybe the first one or something a long time ago when all those kids were kids.
My wife is way into them, so we went and saw it. I've seen all of them. You know, I've seen them when they came out in the theater. I've listened to most of the books. I haven't actually like read the books with my special eyes, but I have listened to them. It's some good shit, man. You know, they're kids' stories, but you can find all these allegorical life lessons that you can learn in there.
Yeah.
It's because it's really all about, like, power and control and shit.
I heard, you know, Quidditch may become an Olympic event because of that.
Oh, yeah. That would be crazy. Yeah.
What is that?
It's this made-up... See, it's like... the whole thing is all this made-up shit. You know, kind of like Tolkien with the Lord of the Rings and all that stuff where he made up words and stuff like that. It's very similar. But this is all about witches and wizards and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. That some of the movies were not the best, but this one was pretty good. I liked it. You should go check it out. Scary Potter.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them.
I think that, yeah, I'm going to have to watch the whole thing.
I think I need to start at the very beginning, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's no, like, Pulp Fiction, you know, but it's still a good movie.
I'm flying to Illinois tomorrow.
Yes, so you're going down there for the...
For Patrick's wedding, my little brother's wedding.
The wedding.
Big wedding. It's going to be hotter than hell, and it's outside, and I'm going to be in a tuxedo.
So are you... What's one of those guys called? The groomsman?
A groomsman.
Oh, boy. Are you excited?
I'm excited to go up there, and I'm not excited to stand there for a half hour in 100-degree heat.
Yeah, that's
in a tuxedo.
Shitty.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Is this like a big wedding? There are a bunch of people going to be there?
I don't know much about it. I think Dr. Octagonopus is coming down for it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The good doctor. Wow.
Yeah. And his brother.
That'll be...
Scary Graham.
That'll be fun.
Well, you know you're flying, so you're gonna get your balls played with for free.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be great.
Man, so have you... You've been flying a lot since they started doing all this sexual harassment stuff in the airport, right?
Yeah, Morgan, my girlfriend, last time we flew, she got pulled over aside and felt up.
That's so fucked up, man.
I know, but it was with a girl, so I didn't really... I mean, it's fucked up, but if it was a guy, I probably would have been a lot more...
The crazy thing is, there's nothing you can do about it.
I know.
Because they say, well, it's not even a law, but it's that these companies that you're paying to fly you places are allowing this to happen to you, you know? So... You're basically paying for it. That's a crazy thing.
Yeah. The airlines have nothing to do with security anymore. It's TSA.
Right, but the airlines don't have to have TSA.
Exactly. Well, I'm hearing that they, well...
That's not a law that they have to do that, but it may be like with airports and where they are and all this stuff, you know, but they could choose to fly somewhere else and not do that, from what I've heard, that they don't have to.
Yeah, well, I think the TSA is mandated in every airport now in America or something. I think they took it out of the hands of the airlines having a say in the security. From what I understand.
Yeah, because now the airlines have to, the pilots have to go through shit.
Yeah,
like
I mean, my buddy who's pilot for JetBlue, because of his bullshit. He goes, but he's getting his handgun rating to carry a handgun and he won't have to go through that shit, you know? That's what he told me as a pilot.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
wait, what? He gets to carry a handgun?
Well, yeah, you know, they passed that where the pilot or whatever that you can test. And
so once they do that, he won't have to go through security?
Right. But they shouldn't have to go fucking through security anyways.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, it doesn't make any sense of them going through security anyway.
Right. Well,
you know, for them to get to that level.
Well, the thing is, you're trusting them already with a big missile.
Yeah,
exactly. And your life. And your life. You know, what's a pistol? And most
of them are combat aviators. I lost mine.
There we go. Sorry.
Yeah, most of them are like combat aviators. Yeah,
they're aviators or been in the Navy or Air Force or whatever before anyway. So, you know, they've had to carry a weapon, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy. The whole fucking thing is crazy. They're trying to put this TSA shit in like bus stations.
But Jesse Ventura has a court thing right now, and it's supposed to come back this week, I believe, Friday, that he's suing TSA, and this lawsuit is to see if the judge says yes, it's warranted enough to take it to trial.
Hmm.
So that he's just find that out Friday, and it's supposed to be on the Alex Jones show the following Monday.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura is a pretty outspoken motherfucker about this thing.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. It's going to take somebody like that. You know, it's finally getting over the...
I was a Navy SEAL. I can't do a good Jesse.
I was a Navy SEAL.
And Alex.
Yeah.
I can't do it, man. I wish I had a good Minnesota accent.
Yeah, he's just a funny motherfucker. But he's true, you know. He's doing
well. They say when he was governor up in Minnesota, that was the best governor they ever had.
Yeah, that's also what they say about Palin in Alaska, though.
But you know, like Jesse, I mean, he said his salary up there for a governor was $120,000 a year.
I can deal with that. But, I need to be a governor.
But he said every meal that he had, him and his family had in the governor's mansion, came out of the pay. And he goes, after taxes and everything, I made $60,000 a year being the governor of Minnesota.
Jesus.
So everything he spent or did was brought out of his paycheck, was taken out of his check, he said. So he made, and after taxes and everything, he made half of what his salary was.
Well, I mean, and honestly, that's kind of like a, you know, the whole idea of like a company store or whatever, you know what I mean? To where he's going to pay for that shit anyways. If they didn't take it out of his check, he's going to take it out of his check anyways. So, you know. So I guess you could look at that as he profited $60,000 from being governor. Whoa. After food. He just got, it's like taking health insurance out of your paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah.
But taking food out of your paycheck.
Yeah. He's still making some money.
Right.
Being a public servant, you know, that's...
Yeah, but I think their third baseman for the Twins makes like $18 million a year, doesn't he, or something like that.
Well, yeah, sports people make insane amounts of money.
Yeah, I mean, but really, if you're going to be the governor, that's a lot of work. You should make some fucking money, dude.
Make some dough, man.
Yeah.
And then, I'm not... I wish I could make $120,000 a year.
I mean, it's service or whatever. You're supposed to be a servant, but... Well, I have servants all over the place. You know, when I go to eat, people serve me and they get paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
You get paid to be a servant.
They don't get paid much, though, man.
No, they don't.
Waiters don't get paid shit.
But a lot of times, they get paid more than we do. You know what I mean?
Sometimes, man. Yeah. I don't know, though. Like, depending on where you work and how much it costs to get there, you know.
Right.
How much you make. Don't make shit, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Less tips. That's why you should always tip your waiters and waitresses, people.
Yeah.
Unless they're assholes.
Do you tip the girls at Sonic?
And still tip them. The thing is...
Yeah, I was going to say, even if they're an asshole, I'll still tip them.
No,
I just
but you tip them less. Because if you give them a bad tip, then they think... Then they know. If you don't give them any tip at all, then they think you just forgot.
Right. Then they think you're an asshole.
Right.
Well, when they're an asshole, I give them a tip. Here's a tip. Get a fucking job where I have to pay your fucking rent for you by giving me a cheeseburger. There's a tip for you. That's Jesus. If they're an asshole. You know, but if they're really nice, I will give them the proper amount of tip because they're working hard and they ain't making no money. But don't be an asshole when you're not making any money because none of us are making money. And one asshole don't like another asshole. You know what I mean?
That's an excellent point.
So I don't know what I've been through when I flew to Mexico last year, I went through the naked body scanners.
Whoa. They naked body scanned your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give them the flip-off finger when you do it. Each time, you have to put the flip-off finger out, each hand.
Yeah.
Did they get you to autograph your naked body scan?
No. No, they didn't. But you would think, you know, let's face it. I'm not saying that, I don't even know if I should go here, but it's not like the TSA go to 5 years of medical school to, you know, it's not like a doctor. You know, a doctor, if you go get a physical, they're like, I need to touch your balls. And you're going to cough.
Turn your head and cough.
Turn your head and cough. And I'm like, okay, cool, because it's a doctor. But these people... I don't even know what their qualifications are. I don't think they have any, other than they've been trained to...
No, I think you have to have a high school diploma or equivalent, GED.
Oh, good.
I don't think it's a brain surgeon's job, for the people I've seen in it. But I'll tell you, a lot of them are just doing their job, what they're told. You know,
yeah,
if you
no,
don't
it's
do
not
this,
a,
you're going to get fired. Or,
it's
you know?
Not that you got to be a brain surgeon. It's that you got to be... They got to have people that are willing to do that. Like, there's no fucking way I would touch somebody's balls like that. Just,
yeah, me neither. Like,
you couldn't pay me enough money to say, all right, guys, you're going to have to come over here, stand in line and wait for me to touch your balls. Like, no fucking way.
And what you're also going to have to do is feel up little children, too.
Yeah, that's just sick and disgusting. Yeah. And I wouldn't do it, you know.
But you got to remember who the people they're having do this. These weak-minded people. They're not all weak-minded, you know. Some of them just need a job, but you have to remember, you'd bring somebody like that, and that from that walk of life that has nothing, comes from nothing, has been nothing.
And
then
gets power.
And all of a sudden, they get that little bit of TSA power. They decide whether you get on the plane or not.
Yeah.
And that...
And they love it.
Fucked up situation. Yeah, they...
It is fucked up.
Some of them eat it up.
And it's like some cops, you know, same thing.
You know, I can't even... count how many times I've seen TV shows and movies and things take this whole crazy TSA thing that's going on and they laugh at it and they make fun of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of them I think, yeah, now that's funny because they're making a comment on how absurd this whole thing is.
Right.
But a lot of them are just saying, hey, accept this and laugh at it and think it's funny when someone, you know, wants to sexually harass a hot girl or something and say,
exactly,
you know, that's fucked up, man.
You want to fix the airlines and you want to get security on airlines, you do what the Israelis did back in the 70s because they ain't had a fucking problem since.
What did they do?
Oh, they went to town. I don't know. I have to do some research, but they was like, I think the doors and in the airplanes, you couldn't get through the pilot's doors. And I think... It was some heavy duty.
That's like
really
a fucking no-brainer, though. Like, why would you make the door easy to break down?
But I'll tell you what, since I brought that up, I'll have to do some research on what the Israelis did. But I remember that was a point of some of the arguments sometimes in the past, like when TSA was coming to power, that they were saying, like, you know, why not do what the Israelis did? Because they got hijacked all the time in the 70s.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And they don't anymore?
No, you don't see them, you know... A terrorist on an airplane holding it on a tarmac with a gun to the pilot's head saying, for $10 million and release walla la waba or whatever, you know. You don't see that anymore, but you saw it all the time in the 70s on the news.
Well, see, I was just wondering, like, does that still happen and they just don't show it on the news?
That's a good point. Nicely done.
It could.
Yeah, it very well could.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't checked out Israeli news in a while. It's been a while. I don't get that weekly paper anymore.
I'm sure you'd see it on InfoWars.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Okay, I saw the crazy story the other day that I was going to ask you about, E.T., because of your firefighting experience.
Yes.
And, I might have to look it up. So this guy, his house caught on fire, and he didn't pay, like, the $75 local fee to the firefighter commission agency or whatever. I don't know. There's some like fee that's added onto your bill for $75 and he didn't pay it. So when his house caught on fire, they didn't come put out the fire in his house. And he's like freaking out, like, what the fuck? But the firefighters are there in case the fire spreads to the neighbor's house because the neighbor paid the $75.
Wow. That seems so irresponsible.
Yeah.
To let it get that far.
Exactly.
To let it get to that far to where it could spread to the neighbor's house.
It did spread to the neighbor's house. And they put it out.
Well, I tell you, man, it's, I don't know.
I'd sue the fire department if I was the neighbor.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have an obligation to react. It's like saying if you break your ankle and you go into the emergency room and you don't have insurance, they say, well, no, sorry, can't help you. You know, because when we responded to fires, I didn't know if these people, I didn't know anything about finances.
Yeah,
I just knew we were supposed to go put that shit out.
And yeah. The thing is, this guy said, you know, I'll pay whatever, you know, obviously, because his house is fucking burning down. He's like, I'll pay whatever, just put the fire out. And they said, no, it's too late.
I don't know how you could be a fireman standing out there and watch that. I'd get some of that shit, man. I'd be like, yeah, it's finally, boys, we got one. Yeah. Well, you didn't pay that $75. Stand down.
Isn't that crazy?
It's fucked up.
That's weird. That seems crazy. That seems like there's more to it than that because...
But I don't know. I mean, if it's a volunteer district and you...
Oh, a volunteer district may be different.
And you have to pay your dues. Fuck, I don't know, man. But I just can't believe that those guys would stand there and watch it burn over a fucking $75.
And let's not forget, keeping an amphibious rodent for domestic, that ain't legal either.
No.
What was that you said?
It was from the Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
And let's not, what are you, a fucking park ranger, Walter?
Nice marmot.
Who cares about the fucking marmot?
Okay, let's see if I can find this. Yeah, firefighters let home burn. No pay, no spray. This is on MSNBC.
Wow. Wait, I wonder where that's at.
Tennessee. Whoa. Firefighters in Tennessee let a home burn to the ground last week because the homeowner hadn't paid a $75 fee.
Congratulations, Tennessee. Just another reason why you guys are just mostly considered outside of Nashville just a bunch of meth heads.
Yeah, that's what happens when you fuck your sister. Start letting houses burn over $75.
Jeez, and he says he forgot to pay the annual $75 fee. He lives outside the city limits.
So they just, sorry, bud, sorry. I'd be like, even if I was on the fire department and I got ordered to stand down or something, I'd still be like, dude, his house is burning down. Don't pay me. I'm going to, you know...
Yeah, I'm
trying
gonna,
to do something here.
I'm gonna fucking put the goddamn fire out. I think they were using like fire or water hoses and garden hoses and stuff.
Yeah, man, it's just like you have to get some of that fire, man. If you're a fireman, Jesus Christ, that's what you're there for. You don't see that shit every day.
Yeah.
And the mayor said that the fire department can't let homeowners pay the fee on the spot because the only people who would pay would be those whose homes are on fire. That's logical. Still an asshole move, but.
I think that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is logical, though, because they're like, oh, well, we'll just pay it when they come here.
Yeah. I mean, he should be given a penalty or a ticket and maybe, like, go ahead and pay your $75, but it's going to cost you $100 in fines.
No, what should happen is he should have to pay for the entire resources of that fire.
No, he won't afford it. It's expensive. I do know that.
Yeah.
You're talking man hours equipment, and it can get astronomical because there was something like that in Tulsa. If you're not in the city limits and we respond outside the city limits, like in a rural place, we're going to put it out, but you're going to get charged for it. And it's fucking expensive.
Yeah.
In Tulsa, you think at least they would do that. They would at least, like you were saying, if you come into an emergency room with a broken leg or whatever, they're going to help you out, but then they're going to slap you with a ginormous fucking bill.
Yeah. But you know that's true. You're right. That'd probably be the good thing to do as punishment. Well, you have to pay for the apparatus and everything that came out here. But what's he got to pay for? Bunch of guys standing around watching it burn.
Well, for the amount of time that they're there, their wages, whatever, you know, what do they call it? Because they did that, like the Casey Anthony trial. She lied to the police, so there's. Slapping her, they're suing her for man hours, police resources, all the shit that they did for that investigation.
Yeah.
And the same thing I would think, you know, you didn't pay your shit, well, you're going to have to pay for all this. And if you can't afford it, you can't afford it, but we'll take shit out of your check or whatever, you know, because pay your shit.
Yeah.
But when he goes to take him to court, he can say, well, they didn't put the fire out, they didn't attempt it.
Yeah.
You know, so how can you charge me for the apparatus now? It's going to be interesting, but I bet it goes to court.
Yeah, I don't know. The guy's living in a trailer right now. Let me stand next to your fire.
So what have we been doing? We played Green Hall last weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. That was a fun show.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
I was with old Ray Wiley Hubbard.
It was the hottest show that I've ever been, ever played in Green Hall, for sure.
Hot.
And that place is a hot motherfucker.
Yeah. Was.
Definitely.
It's been, I've played shows there in December that are hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one, man, it was a good crowd.
Yeah, it was a real good crowd.
Ray sounded awesome.
As always. Lucas sounded awesome.
God damn, Lucas is a picker, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
That kid's got some licks, man.
Yeah.
He's got some bends, and he's got the blues in his soul, just like his daddy.
That's right.
He's just got that tone, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got a new guitar.
Yeah.
That they distressed or something. It's really cool, man.
Yeah.
I like it. Mm. Sounds
yeah
beautiful.
Did you see his little Elk Bone slide?
No, you told me about that though. Yeah. Tell the listeners about this slide.
Well, he had this slide and it had this white plate on it, this white thing. It was like a patch and it was kind of halfway around the deal. And I said, man, what is it? He goes, my Elk Bone slide. That's Elk Bone, that white patch or whatever. It's crazy. Never seen that.
Yeah, so was it just the back of it was bone or the whole thing was bone?
Just the back, or just where you know, yeah, on the good strings.
Wow. So I wonder if that gives it like some gnarly elkish bone tone.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it does.
The bone tone.
The Call
nice.
Of the Wild, yeah.
Yeah. Ripping. Those guys, they're always good. Every time.
Every time. I never get sick of seeing it.
Yeah. So we played with them. We did an acoustic thing with them last Thursday, too.
It was also hot as hell.
Yeah. That was Belton. That was pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
It was a good gig, though. There was a lot of people there, too. What's the next gig we have?
I don't know. I got to go to Illinois. And then
you're going to Illinois. I think I'm going to go see Bob Dylan this weekend.
Yeah.
If I can...
Down
at Whitewater.
Yeah?
Yeah. If I can
still... Leon Russell's there with him, too. Isn't
yeah,
he?
Leon's open. Yeah. I haven't bought my tickets yet, so I need to go.
Yeah.
Do that.
That'll be fun, man. I haven't seen Dylan in a long time.
See, I've never seen him, so I'm really excited. It'll be my first.
Just don't expect to be able to sing along.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've heard enough live stuff to know
because it's instead of once upon a time he dressed so fine, it's once upon a time dressed so fine. It depends on the time and the crime, didn't you? You know,
yeah, yeah, it's all that's cool.
It's like though. He's just fucking with you.
Yeah, and I'm excited, you know, to have Dylan like mess with my head, like in real time.
Yeah, but he just comes out there, and the craziest part of it, and I don't think any of us really get starstruck.
Oh, bullshit! If I met Dylan, man,
I was about to say. Well, I'm not even talking about meeting people. I'm just talking about when he walks on stage, you're like, holy shit,
yeah,
that's Bob Dylan. I'm in the same place as Bob Dylan right now. And I guess maybe I'm just such a huge Dylan fan. So are you, though. So.
Oh, yeah, he's a legend, man. He's like, you know, been my idol for so long. Or one of these like legendary people that you just like want to see, you know.
It's history, man.
Yeah.
And he just comes out there, and he's right there. And it's nuts. Yeah. It really is.
Well, I'm excited. I need to get tickets. I've just been a lazy motherfucker, and I've had too much shit going on. So I'm going to get some tickets. We're going to go rock this shit. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Even if I can't get tickets, I'll just sit. There's going to be a mass of people behind that place.
Yeah.
Because it's at this amphitheater down in New Braunfels.
See, I wonder if they'll do more security, because Dylan is like notorious for fucking security. You know, like he doesn't like people even looking at him. You know what I mean? Or at least I've heard stories. Those could all be bullshit, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but we've talked to people that have been on tour with him and they've said that, you know.
So. Yeah, they've said that. And also, I've seen a news story that said Bob Dylan refused entry to his own show because of the security was so tight.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm sure he was really happy about that.
Yeah. Well, you're doing your job.
Got some damn good security.
Yeah. You know, walking around with police officers. I just, you know, what do you say to him besides you scare me?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anyone actually knows what they would say to Bob Dylan.
I know what I'd say to him. You got that $20 you owe me. That's exactly what I'd say to him.
Yeah, you could say that. He'd probably just look at his assistant or the guy next to him, pay the man.
Yeah. It'll be good to see Leon, too. You
know? Yeah. First time we played with Leon, I was kind of, I wasn't starstruck, but I was nervous. I was because I've been a huge Leon Russell fan forever.
Yeah, he's definitely another one of those people that it's just like, damn, you know, he's a fucking legend.
Yeah.
That's really why I want to go see Dylan, because not that I think Dylan's going to die at some point. I mean, obviously he's going to die at some point, but not die soon. You know? But I wouldn't be surprised if he quit touring.
Yeah.
Any day, you know. So I want to get in there and see him before he hangs it up and says, "Hey, I'm done with this cleats. Shit." Yeah. Because it's going to happen, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. He could just play till the day he dies. So there's a lot of motherfuckers like that.
Yeah. Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards.
That motherfucker is on borrowed time. Oh, yeah. I promise
so,
you.
So who is older, Chuck Berry or Keith Richards?
Chuck Berry. By far, I think.
Who looks older?
Who looks older?
Keith Richards.
Oh, man.
Man, there was I was watching a Hunter S. Thompson documentary. It was, I believe it was called Gonzo.
Yeah.
We talked about it, and there's one part in there within his cabin at Owl Creek. Is that what's called?
Yeah, Owl Creek. Owl Farm.
Owl Farm.
Woody Creek Owl Farm.
And there's just one deal where him, Hunter S. Thompson, and Keith Richards come out of one of the doors together. And Keith looks up the camera and gives it that look, goes over. He's got a shit-eating grin. They've just been in there snorting a fucking line. And,
yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool. It's just a really quick excerpt.
I think Keith's real into the adult drugs. I'd be surprised if he even smoked pot.
Oh, he's, you know? He's pickled. You know he is.
Oh, he smokes pot. I guarantee you, like, he's always smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
That ain't tobacco, man. He's always smoking a joint. All the time.
I don't know.
All the time,
I think,
dude.
That's a cigarette, man. I think it's a Marlboro Red.
No, huh? That's a green Marlboro with fucking weed in it.
And then you got Mick, who's just like Mr. High Society, you know?
God damn, that dude has so much energy.
Yeah, he still does.
Now, is Mick older than Chuck Berry?
I don't know. We should get the ages of the... What about Charlie, the drummer?
Charlie Watts is an old motherfucker.
Because he looked old in the 70s.
He's looking rough now. He's looking rough.
I got that book, Life, that Keith Richards book.
Oh, yeah. Is that
I've
good?
Only read the first chapter still, and I got it on Christmas. I guess it was really good, though. I need to go back and read it.
I bet that's a great book, man. You need to read that and then let me borrow it.
I will.
Awesome.
Yeah, he just, it's all about drugs, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's a miracle that he's still alive.
That's another band I'd love to see, man.
The Stones?
The Stones. But their tickets are so outrageously expensive.
If I were the Stones, I'd be like, if we're going to do this, I want a lot of money, because I'm not going to just do this. I don't need the money.
Their tickets are like $150, for like a shitty seat.
Tom Waits was $100.
Yeah.
And it was the most well-spent $100 that I've ever not spent.
Concert tickets, man.
I don't know, man. I just got a problem paying that kind of money. I don't give a fuck who it is. I better get a blowjob with a $100 concert ticket. You know what I mean? I'm serious.
You probably could.
It's $20. It's all $20 concert, period.
Well,
you know,
I think that the, unless it's Tom Waits, who was the best show that I've ever seen, I wouldn't pay more than $60 for a concert ticket.
I don't care who it was, Tom Waits or not, I wouldn't do it.
Bob Dylan's $40 a ticket. So
yeah,
I'm thinking that's the way, man.
It's just, that's a month of groceries for me.
Yeah.
$100, man.
It is. It's an investment.
Yeah, I'm not going to give away a month of groceries for 2 hours of bliss. Fuck that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like I could go take some guitar lessons from a guy.
But time out. I just got to bring this up. How much you taking down an eighth for?
See, that was going to be my next statement. Was going to be, I have to spend that money on weed, man. I can't. I mean, priorities.
For bliss, right? Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. It's not that different.
I just can't do it, man. You know?
Yeah.
It's just a lot of money, man. It's just...
Mm-hmm.
Each per person. And you go in there and you see like a 60,000 people at $100. You know, when Eric Clapton came and played down at the BOK, or not BOK, but Oklahoma City, the Ford Center, I think those tickets were like 100 and something fucking dollars.
I've never liked Eric Clapton. And I know people give me shit for it all the time. It's like, I just don't like him.
I don't think he's the badass that everybody says he is, but I think the reason everybody says that is because he was in so many great bands.
That's true. But it's like, he just seems... I don't believe him. I don't believe his blues. I don't believe that he's...
You don't believe Blackie?
No.
How dare you?
Like, it's just not believable to me. He's an English white dude.
Yeah. Well, if you take Eric Clapton's work, like, you know, when he did Layla and Duane Allman come up with that, you know...
Yeah.
You know, if you take the Eric Clapton work, like, what's that, 421 Ocean's Boulevard or 8? I can't remember. Jesus Christ, some of my friends, if they ever hear this, they're going to shoot me if I'm not knowing that. But, you know, those are good pieces of work. But when Eric Clapton does blues,
yeah,
I'm right there with you. It's like a white boy doing blues, man. You know, it's like, and he tells you, he goes, I'll never reach that level.
Yeah.
I'll never have that thing that those guys had. And he knows it. But yeah, I can't stand his blues playing.
Me neither.
Keith Richards is a white Englishman, and
he can play the blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's rock and roll.
Yeah.
So Eric Clapton's too clean for me, and too, like, he's just too precise and clean. It doesn't have that nastiness.
Right.
That grit.
But, you know, like, some of the early shit, Cream and Derek and the Dominoes, man, some of that stuff, they had some pretty badass shit.
Well, the thing that gets me about Eric Clapton is he just is not laid back enough for me. He's a good player, great player, but he just, I don't know. I like my guys a little more laid back. You know, you
like JJ Cale.
Yeah, you can. I like the spurts of the flurry of notes, but then I like you to bring it on back, baby, because that's the mode I'm in right now. You know.
Yeah.
And Eric Clapton plays fast a lot, and it loses me. It's like a banjo after about three songs. I get it. It's fast. I got it.
His Unplugged album is pretty good.
It's awesome, you see?
Yeah.
And that's Eric Clapton, just him playing acoustic.
Yeah, that's cool.
Great, man, you know?
Because he does a bunch of Robert Johnson tunes and stuff, you know?
I think that Eric Clapton is probably the reason why I would never buy a Stratocaster. Because I'm white, and I'm afraid that I'm going to sound like him. Not that I'm, you know, I'm not going to sound like him.
Or like John Mayer.
Yeah, exactly. God. Don't get me started on John Mayer. Speaking of white boys trying to play the blues.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't piss on John Mayer if he was on fire across the street.
That's heavy.
Yeah, it is. I think he said that about Oprah, too.
Yeah, but he's not only a horrible, horrible, he's just so, he's full of himself, too.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you got to be John Mayer. He is a pretty good guitar player though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's no Eric Clapton, but
he should play lead guitar in Christina Aguilera's band.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera is pretty good at being a fuck up. I think we're giving Christina Aguilera too much stuff here. She didn't ask for this.
I disagree. I think she asked for it when she started being a bitch on her show.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. Was that harsh?
No, that wasn't harsh.
I think she deserved it. I think also she had people listening to our podcast because we spoke about the Agmeister, and I think her people were listening.
Should we just call her the Agmeister from now on?
Yeah,
so we just say,
the Agmeister.
God, what would the Agmeister do right now?
Yeah, so we spoke about her, and then the next week, when the show's over now, but the next week the show was live, and she was a lot nicer to people.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
So, I don't know.
This is an international broadcast.
Oh, yeah. We're broadcasting live.
Internationally.
Internationally. That's right. Across the airwaves. Overdue. Give me some room. Coming through. Paid my dues. In the mood. Me and my girls gonna shake the room. DJ spinning. Show your head. Let's get dirty. That's my chance. I need that to get me off. Sweating till my clothes come off. Explosive speakers are pumping. Still pumping six in the morning. People dancing, glasses of pressure. No questions, time for some action. Temperatures up, down to zero. So get my girls, get your boys. Gonna make some noise. It's gonna get rowdy. Gonna get a little fun. Rowdy. Get by a bit of a hurry. Gonna get dirty. Get your body time. Make your start up.
So I went to Barnes & Noble yesterday, looking for a book.
Wait, what? You went to Barnes & Noble the other day?
Yeah.
What book were you looking for?
I didn't know. I was just going, a book.
A good book.
Yeah.
Just looking for a good read?
Yeah. Ended up just walking away with a Gillian Welch CD. Instead.
No book?
Well, yeah. They were playing the Gillian Welch CD over the speakers.
The loudspeaker.
Yeah, and I was like,
you gotta call that the loudspeaker.
The loudspeaker.
They were playing the record over the loudspeaker.
Yeah. And I was like, that's Gillian Welch. I haven't heard this song before. What the hell? So I went back into the little CD section. It says featured music or whatever. And I was like, Gillian Welch has got a new CD out. Boom, I'm done. No book. I'm getting the fuck out. And yeah.
That's awesome, man. I didn't even know about this said CD.
Not either.
Oh, it wasn't Barnes & Noble's. It was Hastings.
Ah.
No, it was Barnes & Noble. Because I went to Hastings, too. Yes, I got this CD at Barnes & Noble.
You're just trying to get free CDs from both of these places. And yeah. Now that you've mentioned both of them, you're not going to get a damn CD from either one of them.
Okay, well, regardless, I think this was from Barnes & Noble's, and I need a book. But yeah, what track are we gonna play? What is it called here? The Way That It Goes.
The Way It Goes. Off what is it? The Harrow and the Harvest.
Yeah.
Awesome. With featuring
David Rawlins,
Mr. Badass himself.
David Rawlins, one of the best guitar, my probably all time favorite guitar player ever, besides Mark Knopfler.
Yeah, he's got some fucking style. He's got a sound of his own.
Yep, he's the only person that sounds like that.
So does Narc Moffler.
Yep, Narc Moffler too.
Oh, damn it. See, I do that every time. I'm always thinking about...
our friend, Narc Moffler.
Narcotics agent Moffler. Okay, yeah, so here we go with The Way It Goes. Gillian Welch.
And David Rawlins.
Johnson bought the farm, put a needle in her arm. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. And her brother laid her down in the cold Kentucky ground. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when she and I were friends. And Miranda ran away, took a cat and left L.A. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. She was busted, broken flat, and had to sell that pussy cat. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when he and I were friends. See the brightest ones of all early in October fall. That's the way that it goes. That's the way. While the dark ones go to bed with good whiskey in their heads. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Now Billy Joe's back in the tank. You tell Musso, I tell Frank. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Did he throw her down well? Did she leave him for that swell? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way. All of us were friends. When you lay me down to rest, leave a pistol in my vest. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Do you miss my gentle touch? Did I hurt you very much? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when you and I were friends.
God damn, they're so badass, man.
God, I gotta get a Martin.
That ain't no Martin.
Yeah.
That's a old Gibson.
It's like an arch top.
It's arch top Gibson.
Like 30s probably, yeah. Jazz arch
it
top.
It sounds just as good as an old Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And goddamn, he could pick too, man.
And they sound that good. It don't really make a fuck what it is.
Yeah.
It's his licks that I love, man.
He's like a mandolin player, yeah. But on guitar.
Yeah, he plays a lot of like bluegrass mandolin sounds.
I was
going to
say, he sounds like Tony Rice.
Yeah.
A tamer Tony Rice.
Yeah, well, Tony Rice has his own sound, too. You know? Tony Rice has, like, certain chords that only Tony Rice plays, you know?
He made them up.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone else play
those. Those are, like, Tony Rice licks, you know. You know, that walking. Yeah. That's all.
But those weird ghost notes in there, those whatever, not ghost notes, but...
Bluegrass 101.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of sliding around, snaking around.
Just like, oh, you thought this was wrong, but it's not.
It's like a flat picking bluegrass style.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn, they're so fucking badass.
Yeah, they are, man.
David Rawlings, everybody. If you're a guitar player, you're not as good as David Rawlings.
Oh, man.
That guy spent some time on his instrument, that's for sure.
I think he went to Berkeley.
God, you know, the two of them together just have this sound that's so fucking full and complete with just two guitars.
They complement each other so well. And I saw them one time at Bonnaroo and it was so badass. Just two guitars, two vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes she'll bust out the banjo.
Yeah.
God damn, they're so fucking good. Well, there you have it, folks. Gillian Welch.
And that's the podcast, I guess, too.
Yes, that's it. Thanks.
Wish me luck in Illinois, everybody.
Good luck, Charlie.
Good luck, Charles.
Good Godspeed. Good Godspeed.
All right, well.
Oh, we're going to... we're going to talk to Charlie Stout about going on that Bigfoot hunt, too. So, yeah, look forward to that, everybody.
Okay, so we may be getting into some squatchy territory.
Yeah, we're going to get squatchy real fast.
All right, look out for that. Tune in next week for some squatchy shit, folks.
See ya.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us.
Thank you.